Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. It's finals fever in Australia with the AFL prelims taking place over the weekend and the Bulldogs and Demons are now heading into the grand final in WA next week with plenty of support from broadcaster Fifi Box.
The Herald Sun on Saturday did an article about the Doggies, Western Bulldogs, and I saw that I had a quote in the Herald Sun.
Mm.
But I never spoke to the Herald Sun and I certainly didn't put forward a quote.
Now, well... Yes, well, I did the quote. Good luck to my little pups. 2016 is in the past.
What's when they won the premiership?
Yeah.
Let's make 2021 last. Woof, woof, she said.
Did you have to do a woof, woof?
Apparently, Bevo is going to give you a call to give you the big down the Zoom line before they run out for the granny.
No, I love if Fee gets to do it in person. They don't let Eddie Maguire in, but Fee gets to go over to fire
him up. Life in lockdowns driving more and more Australians into dobbing on their neighbours after this week some Melbourne kids were told off for drawing with chalk on the street.
Let's draw attention to party poopers this morning. Ash in Coburg. Hey, Ash.
My new neighbour just moved in and the first couple of days, you know, I bought a new soundbar, you know, beeps will be dropped. And then I get a note at my door just to let you know from the beginning that your bass is too loud. And you need to lower your bass.
I'm totally addicted to bass.
I moved the subby to the other side of the house. And I'm considerate. Like, if she lets me know what genre she's into, I will play that.
Oh.
If she tells me she wants Eminem, I'll put on Eminem.
You can't see Fee's face. I think she's on the neighbour's side. She's horrified. Fee is horrified.
The hugely successful SAS Australia kicked off this week with star Ant Middleton finding himself the subject of a crush from a well-known Australian.
One of the directing staff from SAS Australia, Ant Middleton, came on the show. I love him. Fee, you were absolutely flirting.
You see me abseiling through your window and smashing through your window with a flat bag over your head.
Oh, faint. That'd be amazing.
Does that sound like flirting?
100%.
No, just having a chat.
She said she would faint.
I'm not kidding. I don't remember saying that.
Do you want to hear it again?
I don't need to hear it again. I have heard it. Okay.
You were flirting?
Might have it. Yeah, you might have me. You might have
me. We also had some handy hints released this week to help people from losing their jobs.
In the paper, they've revealed 8 things you didn't know you could be fired for.
You're fired.
This is a warning shot, isn't it?
I'd probably tick all 8 of them, I reckon.
Using insulting language.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
You'd be done.
You're done.
Divulging information about the business. So yeah. Talking about the business to people.
Done that.
Yep.
We're in trouble here. Eh?
Dishonesty.
Not really.
Dishonesty. Like that's
lying,
such a broad.
Obviously.
Victoria's topped the list of the sexiest suburbs according to sales of adult toys, with the area of South Melbourne taking out top spot.
Now, I want to talk about a list about Melbourne's sexiest suburbs.
What's it based on?
Well, I don't like that bit.
Oh, no.
That's actually based on people's consumption of sex toys.
Oh, that's all right.
Anyway, so based on the sales of sex toys in suburbs around
little
Melbourne...
Rabbits.
Where will I come in from? I'll come in from the other end.
Hang on.
Hey,
don't. Whoa.
No,
God, rephrase that, Proxy.
There was a historical moment in politics this week as well, as leaders Boris Johnson, Joe Biden and Scott Morrison announced a new alliance with the large countries.
News this morning, an historic joint announcement with the United States and the United Kingdom and Australia. They're getting together to focus on nuclear technology. Big international press conference. There was Joe Biden, Boris Johnson and Scott Morrison. He was in Canberra at his podium. And then Joe Biden makes the announcement and says this.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
We get that a bit on our show when we get people that ring up our Alpha Bucks. Hey, Fev. Hey, Fee.
Hey, champ. G'day, champ. G'day, boss.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fee, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fee always says,
I am Nicki Minaj.